John Colescott, founder of the Active Investment Company Alliance, is here. And we're talking about the last year in closed-end funds and celebrating the anniversary of the Navigator. Welcome to The Navigator, where we talk about all-weather active investing and plotting a course to financial success with the help of closed-end funds. The Navigator is brought to you by the Active Investment Company Alliance, a unique industry organization that represents all facets of the closed-end fund industry, from users and investors to fund sponsors and creators. If you're looking for excellence beyond indexing, The Navigator will point you in the right direction. And it's been pointing you in that direction now for just about a year, because we are realistically in the 52nd week of The Navigator. It was basically the coming week where we started everything off, and here to revisit, well, both the mission of The Navigator, what we've accomplished in the last year, but also to talk about what has been a wild year for the markets and closed-end funds, is John Colescott, who not only runs the Active Investment Company Alliance, but he's the Chief Investment Officer at Closed End Fund Advisors in Richmond, Virginia, which has helpful research tools online that you can use at cefdata.com. You can learn more about the firm at cefadvisors.com, and you can learn about the Alliance at aicalliance.org. Follow John on Twitter, too. He's at John Colescott. John Colescott, great to have you back on The Navigator.
Always great to be here, Chuck.
Hard to believe it's been a year, because it feels like we just started doing this like a week ago. I mean, it's been so fast, and I have to say that my audience on Money Life Show has liked the extra exposure to closed-end funds, that I've been exposed and Navigator listeners have been exposed to a lot of new and different things, and we've covered a lot of ground. That was part of what we set out to do here, but we're really just getting started. So let's talk a little bit about the Navigator and what you've seen in the last year as we've been doing the podcast.
Well, remember, when we formed the Active Investment Company Alliance, we wanted to cover interval funds and the regular listed closed-end fund structure, as well as business development companies, because they all are cousins of each other. And we wanted input from fund sponsors and institutional investors or people that create products, but also service providers. And reviewing the last year of podcasts, we covered all of those areas thoroughly with a lot of great content from some amazing speakers. And I'm sure you'll hear from many of them again in the future. We also, as you know, last year had our first live event in November in New York City and had a great time and did our first virtual event just a month ago. And we ended up having 20 panels between those two events. And we're already planning the next virtual event in November 10th. And so they think about where we've gone, really bringing content and educational as the mission and vision for investors and advisors that serve them. I'm really, really excited.
Running the association has opened your eyes to the fact that the industry itself and the closed-end fund space really undergoing a lot of changes, hasn't it?
It is. I mean, the IPO structure has changed, as you've heard from a handful of folks, and that's picking up some steam for more funds in the market for investors and advisors to choose. And we're also seeing, you know, changes in governance and the way that funds are being handled from regulatory perspectives. And yeah, just, you know, and also liquidity is up a bit. I mean, there's more easy access to these funds because there's more ways and places to buy them.
When you consider first year plus, of course, because the AICA started before the Navigator did, what's the goal for the next year plus for the AICA?
Right now, I'd say content's like the starting point. Without it, what's the point? That's the viewers and the audience. Right now, we have 12 people that have become members or supporters of ACA. My goal by year end is to get to 25. And then next year, we're going to keep developing the website. And I would say the couple of things we really want to focus on would be more smaller virtual events, think maybe 60 to 70 people, maybe some intimacy and some video networking, as well as try to engage with professors, work with students, so think internships and possibly some ways to learn about finance and closing funds, and then try to find a way to work with and support independent board members, because I think there's a lot of opportunity to make a better environment for everyone through all three of those lenses.
So now let's talk a little bit about what we've seen in the closed-end fund space compared to the market as a whole. We all lived through what happened in February and March when the market was going in the tank, and closed-end funds, well, discounted assets became much more greatly discounted. We've then seen a significant rebound. While the market has gotten everything back, it doesn't appear that all of the closed-end fund space has. So how has this year been dealing with closed-end funds and finding investment opportunities at a time when your favorite asset class has maybe been a little bit unloved?
One thing we've done is we've looked at the components of the S&P 500, and if you sort them like on a one-year basis, financials, utilities, real estate, energy haven't been the good success stories. And there's a lot of the closed-end fund universe that's focused in that area, because while there's some interesting funds over the full ecosystem of capital markets, there's a lot of income focus, and that provides you a lot of exposure to those areas. But when we dug in and looked at the performance of the average closed-end fund, they're down about 11% year to date. And about half of that is like discount widening, because right now discounts are 6% wider than their 10-year average. So nothing like March and April, but far from normal. And if you look at like an equal weight S&P 500 benchmark, it's off about the same amount year to date. And yet I'd argue going into the fall and the future, when half of your down is just discounts, we don't know when, but there's more gravity. And so I would argue there's more upside in a closed fund portfolio in the near term than in a U.S. equity stock portfolio.
So then what does that portend for the next year without necessarily making a market call, but knowing that we're going to see a market that is going to get through the election somehow, and it's going to see the economy perhaps become more in sync with stocks? What do you think is next for closed end funds? Where do they go from here?
Remember, closed-end funds are all about active management. That's what we named the nonprofit, the Active Investment Company Alliance, knowing that markets are going to change and that managers that have choice of either structure or sector or asset allocation can really bend and move with the environment, whether inflation presses faster than we expect or whether we get a deal with China or whatever happens in this election that's coming up very, very soon. So I'd like to think that in general, when you have a fixed income investment, the business just has to pay the interest due. It may be healthy. It may be on the edge. Yes, it definitely can have problems. Much less risky to me than just participating in the earnings through a challenging market. So blending the ability to have fixed income and equity, because also there's some beat up sectors. There's some sectors that people hate, like energy, where BDCs are trading 20% wider than average, the 10-year average, because people are worried about them. Yet, if the managers have liquidity, they can support their investments, in my opinion, in a strong way. We're really looking for loan-based funds, active management, and then don't forget, there's also a great bucket of municipal bond funds where taxes are probably going higher. You can still get to a 4 to 5% yield.
The audience would hate me if we didn't find a way to talk about what shows up now. What are a couple of closed-end ideas that are working for you based on the research at Closed End Fund Advisors?
So on the equity side, Calamos has their CPZ, IPO'd about a year ago. It's a blend of convertibles and a long-short equity portfolio with about half to two-thirds normal leverage for a closed-end fund. It's at an 18 discount and a 9 yield in the current environment, and that's a great place where we put our client money in to get through the upcoming future. Going back to that fixed income side, Invesco has some nice senior loan funds, one that has a bit of a European flavor. So it's a little bit wider discount, a little bit higher yield. VTA is trading at a 16-plus discount and yielding over 9 as well, and yet these are often loans that should get through the problems ahead. Switching back to munis, Nuveen, very well known in the space, one of our member organizations, they have a big, ginormous fund called NZF. It yields 5.1 roughly right now, around a 10 discount. And what I love about that fund, if you're into muni funds, is the uni balance and the earnings coverage are both trending higher, often great predictors of dividend sustainability. And of course, with our other side of the place, the BDCs, and this has been covered on the podcast this year, there's Ares, ARCC, which is down 23% year to date, but still up 8.5 on a 10-year basis, yielding 12, a current 15 discount, and they're the largest BDC. You can never guarantee the future, but they've got the resources. They got through the last recession, and if you're going to pick a BDC, it's a great one to start with for your portfolio.
Great stuff as always, John. Can't wait to do the next year with you. Look forward to having you back.
Thanks so much as always, Chuck.
The Navigator is a joint production of the Active Investment Company Alliance and Money Life with Chuck Jaffe. I am Chuck Jaffe, and you can learn more about my work and my show at moneylifeshow.com. To learn more about closed-end funds and business development companies, go to AICAlliance.org, the website for the Active Investment Company Alliance. They're on Facebook and LinkedIn at AIC Alliance. Thanks to my guest, John Cole Scott, Chief Investment Officer at Closed End Fund Advisors in Richmond, Virginia, the founder and the executive chairman of the AICA. His firm is online at cefadvisors.com and cefdata.com, and he's on Twitter at John Cole Scott. The Navigator Podcast is available every Friday. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast app and join us again next week for more closed-end fun. Until then, stay safe, everybody.